Only 52 out of 275 members of the Sixth Parliament of the Fourth Republic contributed to the amendment to the more than 81 bills that were approved by the legislature. This was made known in Accra at the launch of a report on the performance of the Sixth Parliament. The report, which was presented by Odikro, an organization that seeks to promote transparency, accountability and democratic governance, revealed that majority of the MPs shirked their responsibilities as legislators. Godwin Aloriwe has the details. The legislature is constitutionally the second organ of government with the exclusive mandate to enact laws. The report on the performance of the Sixth Parliament revealed that 50 MPs performed poorly in their contribution on the floor of Parliament. 19 MPs were silent throughout their term in Parliament. Out of this number, 12 lost their seats. The report also said 73 MPs were absent at least once from the House without permission from the Speaker. Female MPs recorded the highest attendance. The chairman of Star Ghana, Professor Akilapa Soya, said the report will provide citizens with objective basis to evaluate the performance of their MPs.
The report should provide citizens with an objective basis for evaluating the performance of their representatives in Parliament and for holding Parliament to account. I found out that apparently you and I can ask for the performance scorecard of our MPs. So anyway, now, who wishes can determine for themselves. Now that's enormous. A third important point of the report is that apart from the information about MPs, what they are doing, it will give us a better understanding of how Parliament works.
The content manager of Odikro, Lolan Sego Moses, talked about the methodology used in gathering data for the report.
We relied on open data that was available on Parliament's own website. So Parliament has Hansard. The Hansard is the daily verbatim record of everything said on the floor of Parliament. The order paper, which is like the agenda for the day in Parliament. So it's printed at the beginning of every day. And then the votes and proceedings document, which is equivalent to the minutes of Parliament. So Parliament produces these three documents every day and publishes most of them to its website. So we downloaded them from Parliament's websites and we analyzed the performance of Parliament and MPs in their execution of their three core functions, their executive oversight function, the representative function, and their lawmaking. So the report is organized into four chapters. In the first chapter, we look at how effectively Parliament's committees engage with civil society organizations and other stakeholder groups. In the second chapter, we examine how effectively Parliament committees engage with local constituents. In the third chapter, we examine the statements made on the floor of Parliament. What we are really looking to unpack in that chapter is how well do MPs perform their representative and executive oversight functions. In the fourth chapter, we examine Parliament's lawmaking function.
MP for Ho West, Emmanuel Bedra, was hopeful that the report will enable MPs to improve on their performance. Godwin Aloriwe.